Test, test. All right. Good evening, everyone. Good to see you tonight in our Wednesday night prayer meeting service. Hope everybody's been having a good week this week. And I hope the devil has left you alone. But if he hasn't, I hope you've exchanged some punches back to him. And that's what I say sometimes. They say, "How you doing?" I say, "I'm rolling with the punches and giving a few." And so always always want to throw one on the devil whenever I can. But anyway, it's good to be here tonight. And had some beautiful weather this week. God is certainly in the weather. Me and Lily riding around this week doing things, getting things taken care of. Some church errands, some of her errands. And just the weather being so pretty, and I just told her, I said, "You can just see the Lord in His handiwork even during the day with the sun out, and just how beautiful everything is." And I don't always want to be in such a rush that I miss the beauty of each and every day. This is the present, and it's certainly a gift. And so I want to take time to enjoy that gift. But anyway, it's good to be here tonight and good to see all of you. We will jump right into things and just talk to Miss Sharon, and says Brother Jeff is doing good and he's on the right path of his recovery. And doctor reported back and doesn't see anything. Everything went good according to plan. And the mass they removed didn't look cancerous. And so we thank God for that. And just pray that Brother Jeff will get back to full capacity so we can see him again. And just praise the Lord for him and Miss Sharon. And we'll continue to pray for you guys through this process. Let's remember Brother Alan Clayton. He goes, I believe it's on the 5th of October, for his surgery with his hernia. So let's remember him on that. He's, of course, back from out of town and had a great time. But physically, he just, you know, you're going out of town when you're not really feeling your best. It go either way. But anyway, he's back and he's okay, but still needs our prayers. Miss Dawn had surgery on Monday, and they kept her overnight, I believe is how she put it. She had some kind of reaction to the medication. But ultimately, it seems like she done pretty good from that surgery. So we'll continue to pray for her and as she gets better. Continue to remember Brother Jerry Moss, CJ's dad, and his recovery. And I know there are several others, of course, on our prayer list. We'll go ahead and read those off right now, the ones we haven't called off yet. But let's remember our children's home. And good to see Miss Pam with us tonight in the back. And Miss Glenda, you went today for your... Everything was good. All right. All right. Great news there. And let's just remember also the family of Ruby Harper, as we mentioned on Sunday, Steve and Tammy and the rest of the family. I followed up with Steve on Monday, and he was just very thankful at all the love and support from Calvary. And so let's continue to remember them. Randy and Diane Ely, let's remember Miss Chrissy, that was just up here a moment ago, and her cousin Hannah, Don and Carla Rich. Let's also remember Miss Joanne. Lee Ellen called me before service and said that Miss Joanne is going to the emergency room. She's been having some sensation with her leg. She feels like it's burning. My first thought was a blood clot. And Cassie, you said the same thing. The reason why I say that is because Christy's mom had that situation. And they had to try to dissolve it with medication first, which they did. And so I believe Lee Ellen and Mary is helping out with that, or just they're at least on standby. And so we're praying for Miss Joanne tonight. And Miss Marianne Sanvey had a good report. And wound is healing up nicely. Praise the Lord for healing, huh? Now, this don't mean get behind that driver's seat and floorboard. Like they say, pedal to the metal. And we just don't want you opening that thing back up. We want you to fully heal. I know you want to drive, but we certainly praise the Lord for the healing that we've heard of so far. Miss Pam.
I need y'all to pray for my daughter and son-in-law.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Show them I've been there, done that. It's okay, baby. Sometimes you get the rock bottom, but it's what makes that marriage and that stuff work out when you stick it out and say, like an old saying goes, how'd y'all stay married so long? Well, back in the day when we was growing up, if something broke, we fixed it. We didn't throw it away.
Amen.
So pray that it don't come to their marriage, because, you know, a lot of times problems can, you know,
oh, big time. That's right. Amen to that. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Bless you. Yes, ma'am. It is very evident. Very evident. We appreciate you, Miss Pam. We'll remember this.
And all my family.
Absolutely.
Most of my family are Christians. They're just went down this aisle a little bit.
I think we all have some on that aisle.
Of course.
We will certainly remember that. Let me just share a blessing with you. She's speaking about marriage and said that their marriage is fine, just going through difficulty. This week, Grace Christian Academy is out on fall break. And maybe there's some schools in the area that are out on fall break. And yesterday I took Lily to Town Center, and her birthday is Saturday. And so, you know, Daddy wants to take you to Town Center for your birthday. You better say yes. So we went, and we went to Town Center, and man, I tell you, she about wore me out. I believe we went about every store there, top level and bottom. Of course, it was good for me because I was, you know, getting my steps in and burning those calories. But on the lower level, we passed by Zales. It's kind of at a corner on the lower level in Town Center. And you may say, why is that important? Well, going on 17 years ago, let me see, actually about 18, including our dating. 18 years ago, when I was working for Florida Irrigation, I walked in Zales and got Christy's engagement ring. And the woman that sold it to me, Brother Don, was still working there. I told Lily, I said, look, that's where I bought Mom's engagement ring, and we bought our wedding bands. And then I did a double take. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, she's still there. She's still working there. And so I said, come on, let's go in here. I got to say hey to her. And walked in, and just like a Hallmark movie, walked in, and she was sitting there behind the counter, and she looked up, can I help you, sir? And I said, no, actually, I just want to come by and say that you sold me the engagement ring to the wife I've been married to now for going on 18 years, and I just want to say thank you. And I can't believe you're still here. And she came out, and we talked for a few moments, and she says, I guess this is your daughter? I said, absolutely. And so she talked with her for a moment, but that just did something to me. That did something to me. You know, I wasn't intending on getting emotional yesterday at the mall, but nonetheless, that was just a very special moment yesterday. Because we left and we were walking. I told Lily, I said, I went down here. I drove down here from my job every 2 weeks when I got paid, and I paid $50 on that ring until I got it paid off. And that's so special to me, to my family. And but anyway, just want to share that blessing.
Can I share one more thing with you? I'm
just sure.
On fire right
now. Go ahead, Miss Pam. Go ahead.
Don't ever be sorry for being emotional like that for your daughter, because that shows what she needs to expect in a man.
Amen.
You set the example. She ain't going to settle for nothing less.
Amen.
And just like I tell my son-in-laws, because I have two, an ex and a one now. I had my first son-in-law ask me at the time, Mom, do you think it would be okay to take my daughter on the date? I mean, take my grandbaby, which is his daughter, on the date. I said, absolutely, and spoil her, buy her everything, so she'll expect a man to not support her, not do all that, but to love her and cherish her.
Sure, yes.
Show her that, open the door for her.
Yeah.
That, you know. Let them,
amen.
Let them learn respect, 'cause if they don't, then they'll just sell.
Very true. Lost count. Absolutely. I appreciate that.
You may not believe it, but man, you scored some brown points yesterday. You're gone.
I appreciate that, Miss Pam. Thank you. And let's continue to remember Harold Dolph and Brenda Rawls. That's the one that comes back and forth to Alabama, who's had the leg surgery. Claudia Darby, Johnny and Pat Eccles. Leonard Dolores Palmer, Brother Leonard, with his hemoglobin levels. James and Shirley Townsend, the Daleys and Ashworths. Of course, we'll continue to remember Bobby and Nancy's daughter there, Kelly and grandson Tanner. Rusty and Chris Watkins, Barbara Anderson, Melissa Slagle, James Tolan Brown, Peyton Cochran, Kevin Brook, and all of our shut-ins. Is there anything else to mention tonight?
Alan asked for prayer Sunday morning for Sunday before I was given a job. But my former supervisor, Terry Burford Rosso, she's got colon cancer.
Yes.
But they took some lymph nodes, so they're just waiting
for Lears. Sure will. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. We sure will. We sure will. Anyone else before we pray? All right, let's remember our young people tonight downstairs as Miss Christy teaches and then Brother Brian teaches and as they have their game time and all. And let's remember them as well in all these requests. All right. Well, if that's all, those that would like can come down front and meet us in the altar, and we'll have us a time of prayer together. All right, Galatians chapter number 6 tonight for a few moments. Galatians 6, I'm going to read one verse, and that is verse number 9. Galatians 6, verse number 9. I want to try to be encouraging tonight, and very familiar verse. Galatians chapter number 6, verse number 9. Notice what the Bible says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Read that again. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Tonight I want to speak on the subject of this. It's just two words. Don't quit. Don't quit. I try to be conscious not only of those that are here each and every Wednesday night, but also those that are watching online. And so we feel tonight that there may be one in the crowd here, but there also may be one or two in the crowd on Facebook who might be thinking about quitting something that they started. Me, meaning started something good. Now, if it's something bad you started and you're trying to quit, quit. But nonetheless, the lesson tonight is don't quit. A lot of people quit on things in life for various reasons. Sometimes people, they relax their Christian efforts and they quit on their Christian walk. They don't read their Bible as much as they used to. They don't pray as much as they used to. Their pursuit after Jesus has slowed down. A lot of people quit in life on things for various reasons. And sometimes people just quit. They relax their efforts on going after the Lord and spiritual things. Sometimes people quit on their marriages. They quit on their marriages. Oh, they don't know. They don't know their role in the marriage. They won't straighten up. And then the other spouse says, well, they won't straighten up. And so they just throw their hands up and they quit on each other. That's sad tonight, isn't it? For a couple and that would quit on each other. The lady at Zales, she says, that is so great to see that it stuck. That it stuck. And I told her, I said, well, when Jesus is in the middle of it, you can't get unstuck. And but marriages, people at times, one may quit on the other. And so every situation's different, even in marriage, as to why people separate. Every situation is different in everybody's Christian life as to why they relax their efforts. But a lot of people quit in life on things. Some it's their marriage, some it's their Christian walk, and others it's their jobs. A lot of feedback tonight on this thing, isn't it? I know y'all hear that. I don't want to be a distraction. And so, whenever someone quits, there's two ways you can quit. You can quit, number one, physically, and just don't be present anymore. But then there's another way you can quit, and I think a lot of people do this, and I think that this verse really deals with this way of quitting, and that is mentally quitting. Being somewhere in person, but mentally being absent is another way that people quit. And so we could quit physically, we could quit mentally, we can quit chasing Jesus. It won't go well, I guarantee you. We can quit on our marriages or our jobs. A lot of people are quitting on a lot of things. But tonight I want to say, don't quit. Don't quit. I chose not to quit on my health. I mean, it took a kick in the pants. But I chose to pursue health. And I've lost and gained weight several times since I've been 20 years old. But I'm not 20 anymore. Okay, 20 times 2, I'm 40. Throw on another 20 from here, I'll be 60. And so I want to enjoy my 60s. I want to enjoy my 50s. And so if I start now, then I can always be that model one day in my 50s and 60s. Don't quit. Don't quit. Whatever it is that you started for the Lord or the clear direction you have or had at one time, don't quit. Don't quit now. Emotions may get involved. You may feel like that, well, what's the use? What's the worth in it? Nobody recognizes me anyway. Nobody really cares. But Paul tonight, he tells the Galatians to not quit. Not quit. And that's my challenge, and that's my word of encouragement to all of us tonight is to not quit. I'm just going to take this off, I think. Brother David, I'm just going to take it off.